The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
I'm not happy. I've got all this money.
Yeah.
Getting used.
Yeah.
And I was in a low point because I lost my nan.
Yeah.
And obviously there was depression talking, I guess.
But, yeah.
You know, it's just, that's how it just makes you think, it makes you do different things. It's weird.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki. The real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So we're here for a good time and not a long time. So if you are easily offended, goodbye. Anyway, that was a weird little intro. But
wow,
today we have such an interesting, cool, random story for you guys because, you know, not everything has to be about someone famous or, you know, something, you know. We like bringing the everyday, normal, crazy, outrageous stories to you, the people at home,
exactly.
The listeners at home.
You guys love when we just like kind of tell our tales and everything. And was it you or, I don't know, Maddie actually heard this tale a while ago through a friend of a friend and we've never stopped thinking about it since.
Literally. So Maddie actually met Joel, who we're about to bring in for you guys, on a night out, and he came home that night and said, oh my gosh, Lucy, you need to hear this story. I think you want to get him on the podcast. And I was like, what happened? And he basically is just your everyday average bloke, normal, lovely, lovely dude, lives down here on the Gold Coast. He's in his late 30s now. He one day at 23 years of age won $1 million in the lottery.
Yep. So basically he just kind of like speaks to us about what kind of happened next over like the next 10 years. And it's,
it's crazy.
There's definitely some lessons that have come out of this.
And I think it's just interesting for like, you know, and now Joel is very much still just your average Aussie bloke. And it just follows his journey from winning the money, the crazy highs and crazy lows that came with, you know, I guess it's like the burden of winning a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, things happen with family and friends. He, you know, even at one stage had some alcohol problems, spiraled into some depression, you know, gained things, lost things.
For sure.
To end up now where he is so much happier without the money.
Yeah. So as they always say, money does not simply buy happiness, people.
No, it does not. And, you know, just some of the crazy things that he did and, you know, the things he, you know, paid for people and whatnot. It's just, I just thought it was really interesting to actually meet someone who'd won the lotto because I've never known anyone who'd won the lotto. Do you?
Never. Just Joel now. So
just Joel.
Yeah, let's bring him on in.
Yeah, welcome Joel.
All right, so Joel, let's go back to the very beginning and tell us about the moment when you bought the ticket.
Righty. I'm a bit of a joker myself. At the time I was working at Mack Truck, building Mack Truck engines.
Mm-hmm.
And
niche.
Yeah, random. I enjoyed it though. It was good because like 300 people working there and I got to joke around with a lot of people.
Epic.
And you were 23 at the time.
23, yeah.
Yep.
And I joked around on it was a Wednesday. I joked around on that afternoon that I'm going to win the lotto, you know, I'm not coming in anymore and all that stuff. And on my way home, I finished pretty late, like about 5 o'clock, I think, 5 p.m. And on my way home, I called into Stafford City Shopping Centre in Brisbane, north side of Brizzy. And I got there and I knew I was pushing it for time because I have a cutoff, I think, in the actual news agencies is 6 o'clock.
To get your lotto
ticket? To get your lotto ticket.
Yeah, right.
And I got in. I knew I was rushing, but I ran in and the girl said, I think you're too late for it.
Yep.
And I was like, damn. She goes, but I'll try put it through anyway. Mm-hmm. I was like, sweet. Did it. She goes, your luck went through.
Did you have any, you know, lucky numbers or was
$12.40 I think it costs and it was maybe $12.20 and it was a mega quick pick.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so I got that and she said, you're in luck, it's gone through. And I was like, sweet. So I reckon I would honestly be like probably the last ticket that they
How wild is that?
Wait, you're
that
in
night.
Luck, little did she know.
Yeah. I know.
What
I
was
know.
About to unravel.
Exactly right. Crazy when I think about it now. But but back then you got lotto tickets, lotto cards now, winner's circle card it's called, and it registers your ticket when you buy it. I didn't have one of them, so you know, I rarely bought tickets.
Yeah.
So I bought it and I didn't use a lotto card, so there was no, it's not linked to anything. So if you lose that ticket, you lose that ticket.
Oh my gosh.
And didn't look at my numbers, didn't cross anything off. Totally forgot about it actually, didn't even watch the game that night. And I think it was about 2 or 3 days later, I was doing my washing and I washed my work clothes and the ticket just happened to fall out on the ground.
Oh.
It was like it was meant to be when I look back at it now.
Literally.
Because if I had washed that, never would have known.
Wow.
So that's crazy, huh?
So then did you take it like that day?
Well, it was that night. I think it was on a weekend when I went and did the washing and I found the ticket. And I had a quick look online and I've got the worst handwriting in the world. I call it chalk scratch.
I'll come a close second to you.
But I had a little Google and got all the numbers, wrote them all down on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And the first two digits was a 1 and a 5. But I wrote them so close that when I got my ticket, I circled every number, but I circled all the number 15s instead of separately.
Oh.
So when I circled it, I got on the game 3, I had the last 4 numbers. And I didn't have the 15 at the front, but obviously the 1 and the 5 were at the front, the 2 first numbers.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So I had a look and I Googled up what it was going to be. I think it was division 5 or something, but it was triple division winnings that week.
Yep.
For divisions 2 to 5 or something. So they gave me, I think it was worked out, $90. I was like, oh, sweet, there's a carton or something for the weekend. You know?
Yeah, you don't throw away $90. Not a chance.
Yeah, so I actually went to work on the Monday, hadn't put the ticket in still.
Yep.
Went to work on the Monday, told all the boys at work, and I said, oh, I've won $90. Yeah, it's a carton. How good's this? And I was like, that's good. Good on you, mate. Didn't win the big one. Ha-ha, all jagged around.
Yeah, yep.
And then that afternoon, I called into this little tiny, no one knows about it, news agency near Stafford, but in the back streets. And there's this lady in there. It's tiny. It's like it's pretty big, like a little tiny room.
Yep.
And there's an old guy in there checking his tickets and I was in line waiting. He won like $9. He was stoked, this old guy. It's like a cute old man, you know?
Yeah, yep.
And I tried mine. She goes, oh, have you won? And I said, oh, I think I won $90 because she can see I circled him.
Yep.
And she goes, oh, that's cool. Puts it through and it made this noise. I remember the noise in my head, so clear.
Oh, yeah. I always wondered if that's what they do.
Yeah, well, it made this weird. I'd never heard the noise. And she goes, oh, that's how much did you say you won? And I said, oh, $90, I think. And she goes, oh, that's weird. That's the noise it makes if you won $2,500 and over. And I was okay. And she goes, maybe you've won the division 2 or something. And she goes, I think it's like $4,000. I was like, you're
like, booyah.
Yeah, I know, $4,000.
I was like, how good is this? I was stoked on that.
Yeah,
like, few cartons.
A lot there. And then she goes, I'm going to have to check your ticket just to confirm.
Yep.
And, she turned her back to me and she had a little shelf behind her.
Yeah.
She's sitting there and she just for ages and didn't turn around. And I was like, what's going on? Like, I ended up interrupting and just saying, hey, how you going there?
Yeah.
She turned around. She had this really weird look on her face and it's like she was almost in tears or something. Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
She would have been in shock.
Yeah, oh, totally. Of course.
Yeah. And that's when she just turned around and said, oh, you've won the big one. I was like, what? And she goes, you've won $1,000,000. You got division 1.
Oh my God. I literally just got goosebumps. What did you do? I didn't believe it.
I did not believe it.
Yeah.
Because all the boys I lived with, they own nightclubs.
Yeah.
And I'd worked there since I was like 16. We all lived together. And we always played practical jokes on each other. So I just, first thing I said to her, like the first words, where's the cameras? I thought it was a camera or something.
Yeah, totally. What do they call that show that Ashton Kutcher was on? Punked. You're getting punked.
Well, it felt like that's exactly what I thought, hey. So, yeah, and it was even then, about 5 minutes later, her phone rang in the shop. She answered it and she goes, oh, someone wants to talk to you. It's from Lotto. And I was like, geez, this is good. They're getting me really good here. Yeah, I'm still thinking this.
Yeah, they're like, wow, they're putting in a lot of effort for this.
But you don't think you're going to win, hey?
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of anyone that's ever won.
Yeah. Well, you're the only person I've ever heard of.
Yeah. So, it took that. And then it took that lady on the phone. First, she was like, congratulations, said all these things. I still was a bit iffy. But then she goes, have you got your ticket in front of you? I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, game 3. And I was like, yeah, and she read out the numbers in a run. Like, that's easy. They could have planned this. But they wouldn't have known my ticket. But then she read out this, like, 50-number barcode down the bottom, number for number. And that's when it started singing. I'm like, maybe I have.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on here? What a fucking amazing moment for you.
Literally.
Holy shit.
Did you know, like, what you had won?
Yeah, a mil straight up. Because on Wednesdays, it's only 4 people can win $1,000,000, I think it is. So.
Wow. So you just won $1 million.
Yeah. Neat.
And then
tax-free.
So how does it?
Oh, is it tax-free?
Mm. How does it work from there? Did you like start crying or?
No, I tried to ring my grandma first.
Yeah, yep.
And she didn't answer the first time, so I rang my mate Mike that we were living together, owned a nightclub, And I told him, and he was like, oh, sweet, man. He was loved it, you know.
Yeah.
He's like fuck you. Yeah, let's bloody get it.
You're shit for dinner.
Because I was having a bit of a bad trip before it. I broke my ankle really bad.
Oh, no.
I'd been off work for like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
I've had 11 operations on it now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it just keeps crumbling.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was at the time.
Yeah. So, like, in a situation like that, like, how long does the money even take to, like, come to your account and stuff? Like,
I think it's about 6 weeks, I think.
Wow, imagine like all the things you'd be thinking to do with it in 6 weeks' time.
Oh, I pretty much spent it before I even got it. I was I'm going to get it.
Oh, my gosh. What'd you do? What, like instantly when it happened, did you like go home and celebrate?
Yeah, what'd you do that night?
I went home and rang up a couple of the boys and we went and got some cartons, piss and got on it, some Jack Daniels, I think.
Did you quit your job?
I did.
Yeah, wow.
Straight away?
Yeah, I didn't go back.
That is epic.
Young and dumb.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what happens when a 23-year-old wins the lotto. So what happened next? You then
did you like, stay living the in like the same house?
Yeah, you bought
I stayed living with my mates for a bit.
Yep.
And then I ended up, eventually I bought a house.
Yep.
So it was a nice house. Had that for, ages.
Was it like an expensive house or?
It was pretty good, 3-story house.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, out nice. Behind Fernie Grove in Brisbane.
Yep,
nice.
Kedron. So, it's a good house and I decked it out, put pool, concreted everything.
Oh, sick.
Like everyone calls me Italian, I'm not, but now logs, concrete, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fully.
So then you bought a house and then what were some of the other things that started to like kind of eventuate? Did you buy a new car?
Well, before I bought the house, I paid some of the family's debts, like a few people.
Yep.
Bought my grandparents a brand new car, my mum a new car. So I sort of tried to help everyone out as I could first.
Yep.
And then I got the house. So
yeah,
it's pretty much nearly over half gone straight away.
Wow.
Just like the house helping and paying friends and family and stuff. Wow.
And did you find, just speaking about, obviously you bought some things for the people that meant a lot to you. Did you find that some like family members just came out of the woodwork with expectations of you to buy them things?
100%.
I've always wondered that. Tell us more about that.
I had one of my uncles ring me up and go, where's my car? You bought your grandparents, which is his mother, and his sister, my mum.
Yeah.
You bought them car. What about? And I'm like, what have you done for me? Sort of thing,
Yeah. And like, what?
That's the thing. Like, do people look at it as like, I guess it's essentially free money, but like it's still your money.
Yeah.
So like you're still entitled to choose how you spend it.
Well, that's the thing too. Like that's sort of one, that's a good example. Like that's one thing I sort of struggled with. I was so young.
Yeah.
Like, it's big decisions. Like I didn't 100%. Even know what I was doing. You know what I mean? I got all these people coming at you.
And like you obviously don't want to like upset your uncle, but at the same time it's like you are literally in a rock and a hard place in that moment.
For me, that's – looking back now, that's putting me in a bad spot,
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's just a bit selfish.
I think.
Did like your mum or grandma or anything like kind of have to like stick up for you and step in? Or
mum did a fair bit, yeah.
Because like that would be, I can imagine my mum would be like, I can pause off,
That's it.
It's so hard.
But generally speaking, the family pretty good. A lot of mates sort of now look back, used and abused it sort of thing.
Just with a bit of like an expectation of you always like shouting, even if it's just small things. Yeah.
In the end, I used to do it anyway. I loved, there's a bit there. I could easily shout. I used to go and just shout the bar and stuff.
Yep.
Full idiot. But but in the end, I started to just, I wouldn't shout someone if they asked.
Yeah. So just purely because you would.
I'd go out and call my mates. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd feel like a bit kind of like,
used.
Yeah.
You really were. I really was.
Yeah.
And that was the thing I used to do. I used to go out, and as soon as someone had asked, I wouldn't shout them.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good rule, I guess.
If they didn't ask, I'd shout them.
Yeah.
Because that's me off my own back doing it.
Yeah.
It's not expected of me.
So. Yeah, that's it. So what were some of the crazy fun experiences that you had after winning the lottery? Did you go on any crazy holidays or?
Not really. I've been to Thailand a few times.
Yep.
Just I've got a few mates into kickboxing and stuff. Used to go stay at the gym over there and stuff.
Yep.
I didn't really do like a lot exciting really.
Yeah. No, you did. You told us a little sneak peek before. What did you do for 23 days after?
Oh, yeah. So me and my mates did a oh, so bad saying this. I'm older now. It's like it hurts.
Old and wise,
We did a 23-day binge. So
a 23-day bender.
Yeah, non-stop.
That is wild.
Except sleep.
Yeah.
So,
but like every day partying.
Pretty much everyone, it was mainly me and my one mate.
And you locked in for 23 days.
Yeah. And as soon as the first person would wake up after your big slumber of a hangover, you'd go to the fridge because I had it stocked, crack a can of JD and kick the other person, wake them up and get back on it.
Oh, my that is honestly.
It hurt. It hurt.
Yeah. How did you feel after 23 days?
I'm like sore in the head thinking about that.
Literally. And was this in your new house that you'd bought?
Yeah.
Wow, so it was like party pad.
Yeah, it was good. It was party pad.
23 days of drinking, I would rather not do that.
Yeah,
that's hard.
I've just done 6 weeks off the piss now.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like
you're redeeming
just
yourself.
Thinking about it now is hurting.
Yeah, but you were 23 years old, so you're bound to do some crazy things as a 23-year-old with the $1 million that you didn't even kind of essentially earn.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah,
see, that's the bad thing too. Like that decision, that's sort of what my thought process was.
Yep.
I look back now and I could change a few things.
Mm.
I probably would have thought it maybe invested a bit wiser.
Yeah.
And I had that thought process of it wasn't my money anyway, it was free.
You just kind of
enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, it's only going to get it once, you only live once. Enjoy it, have fun.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's the difference between like a 23-year-old winning $1 million and say like a 30-year-old winning $1 million.
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
Yeah.
So like how long did you kind of live this lifestyle for? Like when did you kind of
probably 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I was stretched it out. I did pretty well. Like considering like what else?
Yeah.
Just bought whatever I wanted, go to the shops, deck myself out of clothes, just whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah, wow.
Good. Just having that, it's like an unlimited almost bank account.
What kind of car did you have? Did you have something super fancy or not really?
I bought a Club Sport
from
Holden.
Yeah. Yep.
Like as a V8 sort of thing. And I decked that out. I think I spent it all up about 150 grand.
On your car?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good quick car. It was all right. But yeah, regret that now.
Oh, you regret it?
Oh, I loved it. It's a good car.
Yeah.
But just, you know, it's a lot of money. Could have bought a bar or something with that.
Literally. And
tripled my money, you know.
Yeah. Do you regret anything that you spent?
I do and I don't.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm more set in life now and more laid back.
Yeah.
And it was an eye-opener and I reckon I needed it.
Mm.
Like I'm so grateful. A lot of people get to see that, get to see people use you and all that.
Yeah, like what lessons did you learn from winning?
Yeah, well, that's one lesson's like I'm really untrusting now.
Like oh, I hate that.
I know. I'm a lovable person. I love people. I love trying to make everyone happy and always look out for people. But I'm also real skeptical now just for being used so much.
And being like overly generous, I guess.
Yeah.
Like kind of having the piss taken out of you a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say you've got your walls up, I guess?
Pretty much, yeah.
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 So. And what would you, like in that initial phase, if you could do something differently, what would you do differently?
Probably get some proper guidance.
Yeah.
Because like my grandparents had a house at New Farm in Brisbane they owned for years and it was worth millions of dollars, but the family didn't have money, so to speak.
Yeah.
It was like an asset sort of thing.
Yeah.
So no one in our family had ever sort of had that kind of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I no
yeah,
one
you're just
had,
like a humble dude from like, you know, the northern part of Brizzy, you know? So
No one's ever had that in our family. So it was like I couldn't really get any good advice from anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, just young, just went for it.
Yeah. No, and honestly, I feel like a lot of people would do the same thing as you. What advice would you give someone who did kind of come into that amount of money or inherited that kind of money or won the lottery? Like what
don't
kind
tell
of
a soul.
Yeah. Fucking oath. Yeah. Honestly.
Enjoy it secretly.
Yeah.
Buy stuff you want.
Or be, you know, subtle with it or whatever. Yeah. Like be kind of not too flashy, I guess.
Because I originally didn't want to tell anyone anyway. And I told my best mate. And then Chinese whispers started.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're
kidding
me, mate.
It's a pretty crazy thing. Like, you know, you can kind of see how that would happen.
Oh, yeah,
you'd be like,
winning the lottery, like, that is just, like, you know, no one really gets that opportunity. Like, that's just nuts.
Do you know any of the statistics, how many people actually win the lottery?
No. I've heard that, you know, that like the RSL art unions and all those ones, I've heard that they're a way better chance of winning than the actual lottery.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you won the lottery.
Mm.
Do you still buy lotto tickets?
I do.
Yeah. Do you?
Not religiously, but
do you
I
buy
do.
It like from the same lottery, like the same news agency or anything?
For a bit.
Like, yeah.
I even had my winning ticket, like a photocopy of it, because they keep it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've lost it. I've been wanting to put the same ticket back on.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I've lost it in my moves.
Oh, you should have framed it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I could probably ring up, though, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure
you could.
Have an account,
I'm sure you could.
They?
Yeah, surely, surely, surely. Well, okay, now I want to know then what happened. So you're just kind of living this crazy lifestyle. You're kind of having a few run-ins with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And life just kind of kept going. And so did you work at all during that time?
On and off.
On and off.
Mm. I'd do a bit and then I'd get sick of it and I'm like, you know what?
I don't need to.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
out.
Were you bored at any stage?
I was totally bored.
Yeah.
It sort of put me into drinking a lot. Sort of made me an alcoholic, I reckon, at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Just because you kind of had nothing to fill your time and
get on the piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like you kind of like, it's sort of like when you go on a holiday, like if we go to Bali, we're like fucking drinking a bintang at midday.
Yeah.
Like you kind of, I guess like if you're not doing anything all the time and like sort of it'd be holiday zone.
Would you say you lost a fair bit of direction in your life?
Easy, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Lost a fair bit.
Because they're like pivotal years too, I guess, like, you know, where you can.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much didn't work my whole 20s.
That's crazy.
That is actually crazy. And so you were just partying and like, did you get depressed at all?
I did. So I sort of suffered a bit of depression beforehand anyway, just in my leg.
Yep.
And stuff like that. And, but yeah, once later on in the piece.
Yep.
When I started sort of waking up to people not. No,
yeah, kind
people
of
using me
looking
a
at
bit
the reality and, of the situation
yeah,
a little bit.
And then when eventually towards the end, when the money was starting to run a bit lower and I knew I needed to get my ass in the gear and get a job just start, you know, I noticed a lot of people would stop hanging out or ringing because I wasn't shouting anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. It gets you. So it makes you depressed.
For
which
sure.
Makes you drink,
like questioning.
Which you drink then to make yourself feel good or whatnot. It's like
yeah,
a vicious cycle, to be honest.
And then your grandma passed away.
She did, yes.
Was that towards the end of the kind of money running out?
Yeah. No, about
midway.
Yeah.
And tell us about that. Because
like, that seemed to, be a turning
that
point.
Sent me off on a, you know, just no will to look. She was my everything, really, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so I lived with her a lot of my childhood instead of my mum.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was good. Something there, but, yeah, it hurt when I lost her. And it just sent me on a bit of a, it really opened my eyes up a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't really want the money anymore. I didn't want anything. So I just pretty much started getting rid of everything.
So Queenies, before we continue, we just wanted to have a quick chat about today's sponsor, Tropeka.
Tropeka is loved around the world for helping people conquer the day the healthy way.
They have delicious and powerful proteins, BCAAs, protein energy bars, superfoods and teas with organic ingredients that are gluten, dairy and soy free.
And they're also vegan friendly and non-GMO, which we absolutely love.
As you guys all would have known by now, we have been using some of the amazing Tropeka products for quite a while now. And honestly, they are so good. Some of the results we've noticed have been great. And bonus, they taste so yummy.
I can honestly say pretty much every morning I've been putting the superfood greens with vitamin D in my smoothies. It actually feels like it kickstarts my metabolisms as well as giving me energy, which I need in the mornings. And the thing is, you don't even have to have it in a smoothie if you're in a hurry. You can just add it to water and it still tastes good. Definitely still get it down. And I also had it in the afternoon as well if I ever just feel like I need like a little energy boost.
Mmm. Oh, and don't forget how good the BCAAs have been for our workouts. I feel like my muscle recovery has been so much faster after having this every day. I drink mine with just a bit of water and they are so yummy. Raspberry flavour, which is fresh. And the best part is that they are refined, sugar-free and a super healthy option when looking to help tone and build lean muscle, babies.
Tropeka have such a huge range of products, guys, that support your health and wellness. So jump on, it's definitely worth giving it a go.
And also the Tropeka team have just given us a little Dizzy code for our punters, 15% off your first order. Just use the code HAPPYHOUR15 at the checkout at tropeka.com.au or tropeka.com to get their range of powerful nutrition.
And they also ship worldwide, so jump on it, people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about the things, because you told us off air. So like obviously your relationship with money, well, would you say it changed? Like you kind of didn't see the value in it as much?
Yeah, I didn't care. I was like, what's life about? Like what a... You know, I'm not happy and I've got all this money.
Yeah.
Getting used.
Yeah.
And I was in a low point because I lost my nan.
Yeah.
And obviously there was depression talking, I guess. But, it's just, that's how it just makes you think, it makes you do different things. It's weird. I don't know. Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you would do? You would like go on Facebook and
tell
us about
that? Yeah, I'd look on Facebook and I'd be on like some of the community groups or whatnot.
Mm.
and I'd see someone that were having a hard time, or they're like, oh, I've just been, you left the domestic violence. Like, for example, there's one lady, she left a domestic violence relationship. She had a disabled son.
Oh.
And she's stuck with him. He left, the guy took the car, everything.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for her. And she posted just a simple question, not asking for a car. Mm. She said she had $700 towards a car. Can she get one registered? And she copped it. All these keyboard warriors and everything are just as if you're going to get a car. Like, didn't ask for that. She wasn't asking for a free car. She just asked a simple question. Is there any
Well, I'll tell you what. She could have bought my old car for $700.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. There are some out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
And, yeah, the poor lady copped it, eh? And I wrote, first thing I wrote, you know, I just wrote, I'm going to match you $700. I'll give you, you got $1,400 now.
Yep.
Oh.
And then I started copying it. Oh, she's bullshit, all this stuff, you know, and I'm like, no, how do you know that?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, how do you know that? And I'm like, well, I don't. So in the end, I did a little bit of, I felt bad doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did look into it a bit.
Mm. Oh, well, I think that's
naturally
fair enough, yeah.
And this lady, she volunteered once a week, everything. So I went past where she said she's volunteered and she was in there.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, so everything was true. So I ended up just buying the car and giving it to her.
Oh, that is so nice.
Was she just like, who is this angel from heaven? Like, what the hell?
She's thanked me a lot. She's cool. But made me feel good though. I love doing that kind of stuff. It helps someone, you know, she's in need. I didn't want the shit anymore.
Wow.
Worked well.
This is like such a journey following your like relationship with money and how it made you feel. Because then once it all kind of started to, you like obviously then doing some crazy things like buying people random things to try and get rid of it in this fluster to try and get rid of it. What happened when you eventually ran out?
Pretty bad black hole, really.
Like
yeah, real bad. Like I had a job and stuff, but just no money. But that's, I really found out who my mates were.
Yep.
I had mates that I shouted the whole time. And, you know, some of them now got really good jobs that get like $3,000 a week. Mm. And, you know, I'd ring up and say, oh, can I borrow $500? I've got a payment.
Yep.
I'll pay you back in a week, which would always get money because people owed me money from ages. And they'd, someone would be slowly paying me off.
Yep.
But, yeah, and then you'd just be, oh, I can't afford it. And you see them go buy something that week like worth $4,000 or something. It's like, could have just lent me. You know, I've probably given you $30,000 all up. And
literally.
You know?
Yeah, far out.
It makes
That's
you
hard.
Really assess.
That's a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah. So that just all that, everything coming at you at once really put me in depression.
Yeah, I can
imagine. Wow. Mm. And what did you do? Did you go back to work or?
I did. I got back into, well, was in nightclubs before that and then did the Mack truck and stuff, something different.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I went and applied for a pub job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's a yardie doing all the forklifting and stuff. And it was good.
How did you go, getting interviewed for jobs again? Like,
it was scary, actually.
Did you tell people what had happened to you in your life?
Well, the pub I went to was my local pub, so they all knew me anyway.
Oh,
so it was sort of a bit easier.
Yeah.
It was good.
So I was going to say, like, imagine that, like, oh, can you tell us about your last job? Actually, no, I haven't worked for,
for 10
the
years.
The last 10 years. Well, you know, like, that's crazy.
Makes you look like a drug dealer or something.
So literally.
You're like, oh, I've won the lotto, actually. Thank you very much.
Yeah, wow. And how did you start to, like, because you seem like, you've got your life together now and you're quite happy. Like, how did you start to rebuild everything?
First actual thing that I did, because I've been single most of my life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, just haven't met the right girl.
Yep.
First thing I did, and I'll never look back in my life, I bought a dog.
Oh.
I call him my son. His name's Diesel. He's American
Love
Staffy.
That.
And, yeah, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. I had something to
like
get home
company,
to and
yeah.
something that needed me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It was good. It's my thing of, like, having a kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. That's, like, quite literally you can have all the money in the world, but, like, it's not going to bring you happiness.
Something as simple as that made me more happier than anything I could have bought.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is such an interesting takeaway, like to think that,
like, it's just like so simple, really.
Yeah.
Isn't that so random? Yeah. You can probably nearly have whatever you want in life. Not every, it's not that much, but and that something so cynical and so small can make you more happy and more get more enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, it's like you can have all the money in the world, but money can't buy you happiness.
Quite
it
literally.
Is true.
Literally.
That saying is spot on. Hey,
yum.
It's so,
I hate that you had to find that out the
but
hard way, but like,
too. It's made me a lot better person now. Like,
yeah.
I've always been good towards people and always tried to help out my whole life. And that's the way I was brought up.
Yeah.
But a bit older than old school than a lot of other people. Like,
Yeah.
You know, old school, like from my grandparents, open the car door, walk on the outside of the footpath when you're with a girl on a date or something, you know?
Yeah.
Old chivalry. Mm. There's not a lot of it anymore. You know, it does shit you a bit because no one does it anymore.
Yeah, there's definitely some young A-holes kids these in the world. Days. Yeah. Young kids these days.
It's all about themselves now.
Yeah, and so you got your dog and you started a new job and you kind of just eventually like started rebuilding
sort of
things.
Faded
back.
Out a little bit, like flatlined out, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Like from doing everything, going out all the time, so just. Almost, it'd be like a hibernation, I guess.
Yeah, chilling out a bit.
Put my head down,
Stop drinking as much.
Yeah, stop drinking as much. Just really like, you sort of come to this point and you're like, you just realize like, I've really fucked up.
Yeah, and how long ago was this?
Sorry. Maybe 9, 10 years ago now from here.
Yeah, wow. So it's been essentially like 20 years since you won the lottery almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, wow. And so it's been 9 years since you ran out of money. And would you say you're like way happier now than you were when 100%. You had the money?
Wow. A lot of life factors count that too. Like I did a full sea change, got out of Brisbane, come down here to the coast.
Yeah.
So much nicer change. People down here. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like Brisbane, I love Brisbane. So it's my home. But like the way I describe it to people, and it spun me out when I first moved down here. And I'll say it in like a pub term because that's my language.
Oh, that's all right. They're used to our chat at home, so they know a bit of pub
but
chat.
The way I explain to people the difference between down here and in Brisbane and with the people is you can go into a pub in Brizzy and there'll be a table of 10, one person sitting on there drinking his beer, and you'll walk in, you're at the bar, get a drink, you'll come in, you look for, there's nowhere a silk bar here, and you go up to him and say, oh, excuse me, mate, do you mind if we just sit on the end of the table? We'll hop up if anyone's coming. Oh, now I've got 10 mates coming, blah, blah, blah. Sit there for half an hour, get something, walks off. Now you stand around for half an hour.
Down here,
you go to a bar, you don't even finish at the bar and someone will come and tap you on the shoulder. Hey, we've got 2 spare spots on our table. Do you want to join us?
Yeah.
It's like so much friendlier and nice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like people in Brisbane too, but maybe the coastal life.
It's just more laid back, I think, down here.
It's definitely laid back. And I guess you just even having those experiences like winning the lottery and having people kind of quite literally tapping you on the shoulder, asking you to shout everything in your life.
Yeah.
Like that's, I would leave a bad taste in your mouth with where you used to be. I
100%.
Can totally see that.
Yeah, it gets to you a bit.
Wow.
It's good, but lovely. I wouldn't change it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would happily. I know there's a lot of things I do regret.
Yeah, then do differently, but you wouldn't change it.
I thought I'd do different, but I'd probably still do that same course just to, well, it was good. It was a good lesson.
Well, I guess you've learned things now that's taught you that you wouldn't have learned otherwise.
And it's gotten you where you are now and you're happy now.
So I'm super happy now, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
What do you think like your 3 biggest lessons were coming out of like that whole journey? Like today, what's sort of like 3?
Probably sounds weird, like respect money, I guess. Because it can be there 1 minute, it can be not the next, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But not respect as in like it's a god or anything.
No.
Because it's in the end, it's nothing.
Just like live within your means, I guess.
And it comes and it goes.
Yeah, that's the thing. In my mind, I'll be back there. I'll get it again.
Yep.
But I'm going to do it properly this time and
earn it.
Meaningful. Yes. Earn it.
Yeah, earn totally. It, don't win it.
Wow.
That's my dream now, is I want to start a bar, my own bar, because I've done it my whole life.
Yeah.
I've run all my mates' bars and stuff, pubs. You know, I'm sick of making them money. I want to make myself some money for once.
Do something for yourself.
Yeah.
Totally.
Do you ever look back and just think, fuck, I wish I bought a bar?
I do all the time.
But we don't regret that.
No, we
just learn. Onwards and upwards.
Life lesson.
That's it.
But I think then it would have been, I guess it would have been come to me too easy. So that's why a little bit of me is like I don't care that I spent it.
Because
it wasn't mine anyway, if you know what I mean.
That's it.
You can't hold on to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like now that you're like in your adult life, do you kind of like see or speak to like financial advisors or planners or anything, or do you still kind of like do you reckon you have a bit of post-traumatic stress from just like kind of like blowing
will.
It all?
I probably will when I get into wanting to like –
like where you're spending
everything. I want to start doing, yeah. Or if I do get a bar, I want to start, make some good coin.
Yeah.
I might start actually talk to someone that knows what they're doing.
Well, take your own advice and get good guidance.
Yeah,
I mean,
Like, little things you learn through it.
Crazy. So what do you reckon is the, like going back to when you had all the money, what's the stupidest thing that you spend your money on?
Stupidest
thing? Like is there one thing that stands out?
Not really. I think it's all stupid.
You're like the whole 10 years. Oh, that's right. Did you buy anything like super showy or?
Not really. No. I'm pretty laid back with that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's interesting to see.
Shout a bit.
Yeah.
You know, like the house is pretty out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A good house.
And do you still own that house?
No, I sold it in amongst all my.
All the craziness.
Full of grace.
Yeah, yep, yep.
I got rid of it and blew that money too, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I made $300,000 on that house.
Wow.
Mm.
And then you blew all that too.
Yeah, just, I bought a heap of project cars and stuff.
Yeah.
So as sort of backup, I thought, in my head.
Yeah.
But when, and I had them until recently. Like when I moved down here, I sold them both.
So. Oh, yeah. Just like to restore them and stuff.
Yeah. They're worth a bit. Mm. Hard to get nowadays, I guess. So.
Well, that's a good little hobby.
But I've sort of grown out of that too now.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
like wow. Chilling now.
Well, what a fucking wild journey you've been on.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm so glad that you are now like come out the other end.
Yeah.
Because that is literally what you call a journey with some very high highs and some very low lows.
It's been a good life so far. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people, you know.
Well, it's a very interesting life. Mm, totally.
I honestly could, something ever happen to me tomorrow, I am happy to, you know, if I ever went away.
Yeah.
I've
done
everything you probably, most people would do in their whole life. I've done it in my 20s.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, and you've just like kind of lived a bit of a crazy life.
You've learned some fairly like solid life lessons as well with, all the friends that have come and gone. Are you friends with any of the people that you were friends with in your early 20s?
Yeah. Still a fair few actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, still keep in contact most.
And they were obviously the good ones that didn't use and abuse, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Take the piss, you know. Wow, now I just want to go and win the lottery.
I know, maybe we'll should buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah. Can you give us any number suggestions other than 1 and 5?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever you're feeling on
luck.
The day.
It's all luck.
It isn't it? It's so crazy.
Yeah. I remember being at my old job, like when I first got out of uni, I didn't really like it that much. And I was kind of like having one of those weeks where I was just really unhappy, like, you know, what is life? Like I'm working this job, I'm slaving, I'm barely earning any money, blah, blah. And me and some of the girls all went and bought lottery tickets. And I was just like, I got a bit wigged out and I was like, oh my God, I think, you know, I'm feeling pretty lucky. And they were saying that like someone in Queensland had won. And no joke, I went to check my ticket. And I reckon that's what I probably bought maybe 2 in my life. And I was so nervous to check it because I dead set thought maybe I had won.
A random feeling.
Didn't win, but I was like, the feeling, I was like, holy moly, why do I have this like crazy feeling? And then I was like, okay, back to reality.
You know, I've never ever bought a lottery ticket.
Really?
Never.
Do it, you'll probably win.
You should do it.
Oh my God, Oh, do you know what? I have won once before though. I bought my car when I was like 17, 18 and it was $5,000. So it was like a little shit box and I bought it from like this used car dealership. And then they called me the next week. I was working at the local supermarket. It was just before I went away to uni. And they called me and they're like, oh, Lucy, congratulations. It's the people from the car yard in Cairns. You've actually won our monthly Harvey Norman prize. And I'm like, what? And they're like,
random.
You've won $4,000 worth of vouchers at Harvey Norman. So essentially I got my first car for $1,000. And the timing of it was uncanny because I was moving out of home for the first time ever. So I had $4,000 to spend on like washing machine, pots, pans,
fridge.
Appliances, a laptop. It was crazy. It was like the universe was like looking down on me that day. Like, listen, it wasn't $1 million, but – I wish it was.
You know what? Winning anything is just impressive in itself.
Isn't it?
Because it's like a little shock. It's like, oh my God.
I've got actually a really good story for you.
Tell us.
You've got time.
Yeah, everybody tell us.
So one of my best mates that he used to own the nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how he got started in that, there was 3 of them originally and they all had $50,000 each. Mm-hmm. And how he won his, or how he got his money to invest originally.
Yep.
He went through the home show and he was the 1 millionth person to walk through the door.
What?
Yeah.
How's like this? One of those like
one of those random things
like
got
exhibitions.
A tap on his shoulder. Yeah, exhibitions got all little stalls and stuff there.
Yep.
And he got a tap on the shoulder and the guy said, you know, you're the 1 millionth person through the door. We're gonna give you you've won $50,000. But the trick
You're kidding!
You guys are a lucky bunch, aren't you?
Yeah.
But there was a catch.
What was
this
it?
Is how smart this guy is. Everything he touches turns to millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And what his catch was he had to spend it at the home show on one of the stores.
Oh.
So whether it's like a Harvey Norman, you had to spend $50,000 or whatever.
Yep, yep.
That was the last year they had a bank stand He bought 50,000 of shares and cashed them out the next day.
Oh, wow. Oh.
How smart's that?
Genius.
That is crazy. You guys are a lucky bunch. I might come and start rubbing shoulders with you a little bit more often.
I'm going to go to more exhibitions.
Yeah, literally.
Me, you're just doing lappies through. Like, surely I'm the millionth person.
Literally. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Joel, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming in and sharing your crazy story.
No worries.
I think something that everyone at home will be definitely taking from this is that, like, well, money can't buy you happiness.
Yep.
And in some cases, money can bring you a lot of unhappiness.
It can.
Definitely. Figure out what's important in life and hold on to those things, I guess.
Yeah. Just do things wisely, I think.
Yeah.
Do what your heart thinks, I reckon.
Yeah. Mm. Try not to win lottos in your early 20s. Just push it to your later 20s.
And don't shout all your mates all the time.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Don't go on benders.
Don't go on 23-day benders.
I'm still hurting.
Yeah, literally. You're still recovering from that 20 years on.
And another lesson, buy a dog.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to take that one on board.
Okay, money doesn't buy you happiness. Diesel, the pooch does. Well, thank you so much, Joel. You're an absolute legend.
Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. To stay up to date with us, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram at @we_the_wild_ones. Cheers, babes.